This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Georgia Congressman Tom Price, who is also the chairman of the Republican Study Committee. And on Thursday, the study committee released its bullet points for a health care plan in contrast to the one that is being debated on Capitol Hill since Democrats have control of Congress. And Congressman Price, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Greg. Wonderful to be with you again.
Well, the debate that, as I just said, that we've heard for now for weeks and even months has centered around the Democratic version of health care reform, the price tag, whether or not there will be a public option, what sort of choices people really will have down the road, and that sort of thing. But what has been the priorities of the study committee? Talk about the principles behind what you released today.
Well, the Republican Study Committee is a group of House conservatives, about 100, over 100 members of the House of Representatives on the Republican side. And one of the things that I did when I was privileged to be able to begin chairing this at the in January was to challenge our folks to come up with positive solutions that embrace fundamental American principles to all of the challenges that we face. And health care is certainly one of them. And so we wanted to make certain that we had a patient-centered health care program, health reform legislation that we put forward. And I think we've come up with it. And we call it the Empowering Patients First Act.
And there are four pillars. Let's take them one at a time. First of all, access to coverage for all Americans. That's something the Democrats certainly propose as well. And theirs, how's yours different?
Well, theirs does it by a hammer. Ours does it with a carrot. We believe that the American people are smart and can make wise decisions for themselves and their families. And so what we do is put in place a system that would make it so that it's financially feasible and attractive and foolish for anybody not to be insured. Do that through the tax code by a hybrid combination of tax deductions and tax credits and refundable tax credits, as well as pooling mechanisms for insurance so that individuals can pool together to get the purchasing power of millions.
Then pillar number two is coverage, as you point out, truly owned by the patient.
That's right.
How's that different from now and what the Democrats are saying?
Well, again, the other side, the Democrats, Speaker Pelosi and her crowd, want to have the government be involved in virtually every single medical decision that you and your family make, get between you and your doctor. And we don't believe that that's appropriate. And so the only way to keep that from happening truly is to make it so that patients and their families sincerely own and control their health insurance coverage, regardless of who's paying the cost. And that solves the portability problem, makes it so that you can keep what you have if you like it, and you can take it with you if you change jobs, or frankly, if you lose your job. So it is one of the pillars that makes it so that our system becomes responsive to patients, not to either government or insurance companies.
Pillar number three is improving the healthcare delivery structure. A lot of folks are frustrated with the bureaucracy now. Others fear that it could get a whole lot worse, given what we are looking at on the other side of the aisle. How is yours streamlined?
This is the whole issue surrounding rationing and whether or not the government will say what kind of care you must receive or may not receive. And this is what we've seen in every other nation that's gone to some type of national health care system with the government running the show. Our proposal would make it so that the quality measures, the things that are determined by what kind of care you get, where you receive your care and the like, are always defined by physicians and patients and not by a federal bureaucrat. That is so very important. In addition to that, the imperative of concentrating on appropriate incentives for health, wellness, and preventive care. And the way to do that is not by, again, having a hammer where the federal government comes in and says you need to jog 2 miles every day and then hits you over the head if you don't do it, but says there are incentives that we can allow employers, or should allow employers and others to put in place that makes it so that if you have a healthier lifestyle, that you're rewarded for that.
One of the things you talk about in here, Congressman, is that none of the suggestions made by the Council for Comparative Effectiveness Research, which was created in the stimulus plan and could lead to rationing, according to folks who are in your line of thinking, can be done unless done in consultation with and approved by medical specialty societies. Does that suggest that decisions could still then be out of the hands of individual doctors and patients?
No, because the appeal mechanism by individual medical specialty societies is through the physicians themselves. So that that whole process that determines whether or not the guidelines for a specific treatment for a specific disease are appropriate for the physicians actually on the ground caring for people in the clinic and exam rooms across this land, have a whole process that is responsive to the people actually providing the care. it's a much different model than the model that the president supports and that Speaker Pelosi and Harry Reid support, and that's a model that says we're going to put 15 bureaucrats in Washington in a room by themselves, and whatever decision they make is best for you and your family. Just trust us.
Your fourth pillar here is rein in out-of-control costs. Of course, this is kind of a free market, hands-off approach, so what power would you have as the government to bring down these costs?
One of the things that everybody appreciates about our current system is that there are all sorts of redundancies and duplications in the treatment of patients, oftentimes due to defensive medicine, the frivolous lawsuits that occur out there, and physicians providing tests and other services so that they keep themselves out of the courtroom. There are wonderful ways to reform the liability system so that those kind of costs are recovered. I believe it's about $300 billion a year, about 10% of the healthcare dollar, significant improvements so that we can pay for this without having to raise taxes on either individuals or on businesses, which is what the Democrats do.
We're talking with Georgia Congressman Tom Price, who is chairman of the Republican Study Committee, which on Thursday released the Empowering Patients First Act, the conservative Republican alternative to the Democratic version of health care reform. And Congressman, as I'm sure you're well aware, many Democrats have already issued statements critical of the study committee's approach to health care reform. Here's one from Chris Van Hollen of Maryland, who said, quote, "The legislative proposal released today by the study committee would essentially dismantle the employer-based health care system as we know it and would strengthen insurance companies who have seen windfall profits and contributed to skyrocketing health care costs. The bill is great for the insurance industry but bad for consumers." He goes on to say it does not make clear how the changes would be paid for or how many Americans it would cover. What do you make of his lack of enthusiasm for your plan?
Well, they're great talking points, but it's difficult to have him provide that kind of response, because the bill is being dropped later on Thursday afternoon than he provided the comments about it. So it really is fascinating. I tell you, the town is so poisoned by our plan, their plan, his plan, her plan. I think what the American people want is folks working together in a positive way to come up with real solutions to the challenges that we face. This is a good faith effort that goes in a completely different direction than we currently are. It doesn't empower government. It certainly doesn't empower the insurance companies. It empowers patients, puts patients and their families in the driver's seat, which is exactly where the system needs to be.
Congressman, do you see any room for middle ground here? You mentioned that they haven't been very cooperative. The Democrats say, you're in bed with the insurance industry and so forth. So is there realistic middle ground here?
Oh, I think so. If you tone down the rhetoric and our arms are wide open and our hands are out trying to shake hands with the other side and say, let's work together. But as you've heard, and I know others have heard, the Speaker of the House has told members of her Democrat conference, look, don't even talk to those Republicans. So it's tough to get things done in that environment. What that means is that there's a crisis of leadership in the House of Representatives. And frankly, Mr. Van Hollen is part of the problem if that's the kind of rhetoric that he brings about.
Last question before we let you go, Congressman. We should point out that in addition to your duties as a congressman and with the Republican Study Committee, your prior career was as a practicing physician. You're one of about a dozen, I believe, physicians on the Republican side in the House. How much of your own personal experiences went into, as well as those other physicians in your conference, went into some of the principles in this legislation?
Oh, an awful lot. Well, I tell you, the working group that we had through the Republican Study Committee had the majority of the physicians in the House of Representatives on our side of the aisle working together to come up with the ideas for this plan. And these have been in the works for a long, long time. So what we tried to do is draw on the expertise and the life experience of many individuals so that we had the greatest amount of positive solution coming forward so that patients in the long run would benefit most.
Well, Congressman, I know you're going to have a busy summer recess and then right back to the debate here in Washington. Thank you, sir, as always, for your time today.
Thank you.
Georgia Congressman Tom Price represents his state's 6th Congressional District. He's also the chairman of the Republican Study Committee, just today releasing the Empowering Patients First Act, the conservative GOP alternative to the Democratic version of health care reform. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.